how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I had a little operation on my toe this week. I had to have toenail taken off.
Why?
Oh, I have a fungus and I had an infection. The hell of it. Isn't that awful?
Well, what a shame. Did you have to go in the hospital?
No, I just had a local deal and it wasn't any fun, but I'm better. I was lying on the couch out in front.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Diane, too. Why'd you come and see me?
Well, I was going to call and ask you if you were playing golf this afternoon, if you wanted to go over to with me. I've got to, get a couple of things to wear. I just don't have enough clothes to go to work in.
Mm-mm.
At all. Can you walk? Would it be too hard for you?
Oh, darling, I don't know. It's bleeding a little. He just took the bandage off yesterday, and I've got one of those perforated band-aids on. It's bleeding just a tiny, tiny bit. It has to be dressed, but, God, it was hell.
What a shame.
He gives you Novocaine, and he cut it down. Then my other toe's got it. It's something you get, and he says, 1 in 1,000 get it, and I got it.
Well, where do you get it from?
God, he doesn't know. He can't tell you. They don't know a thing. You know, I've had it in my fingernails, but this was in my toe, and it got red, you know, the whole toe, and, so I went to get kind of a physical, and I had some breaking out on my legs, and that was psoriasis. My God, I got that, so I'm doctoring that. How in the hell do you...
Psoriasis? How do you possibly get these things?
God only knows. He says, you're the odd one. I've never had a skin... Wait till I get a chair. Wait a minute. Never had a skin blemish in my life, you know, and I got this stuff, and you see it advertised in the paper, psoriasis. And it scales and comes off. There's in a little bit of itching, so he gave me some salve, and he looked at that toe, and he says, God, that's got to come off, because I've been messing around with it. I've got the same thing next door, but he doesn't do a thing about it, but he doesn't have an infection. It's a growth that gets in your nails.
For heaven's sake.
And they don't know where it comes from.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, God. Have you seen people with thick toenails?
No.
Kind of white, cruddy stuff. Well, I've been so ashamed of my feet, you know, and I went to Palm Springs last week. It was 115 down there. Jesus.
That'll bake anything out of you.
Oh, God, that was hot. I was glad that weekend's over.
Yeah. Did you have a good time?
Fellas play golf.
Didn't you have a good time?
Well, yeah, but it was so damn hot, and our air conditioner went out in the car. It was so hot that you couldn't even put your hand outside the car. It just burned. Everything was just terrible. But outside that, it was okay. So we came on home, so then Monday, you better call him and get a checkup on this bit. And his toe is getting kind of red. Now, my other big toe is a little bit red. He wants to take that off. I can fight it the rest of my life as long as there's not a bad infection. A lot of people have. In fact, the lady next to me who lives in your place goes to Croptus for the same thing, but she doesn't have the infection.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
So I talked to my sister yesterday, and she said her friend had her nail taken off, and she says, my God, I never suffered. So, you know, it's no fun to have a thing cut out.
No, of course not.
Then he gives you those codeine tablets, and you're like on LSD, and I'm vomiting, and...
Oh.
So everybody's been nice in the apartment, just like with my leg.
Yeah. Well, people should be nice to you. You're a thoroughly nice person.
Oh, well,
nice too.
They all come up and see how I am. And I had to have my foot up on a pillow for 2 days, you know.
Uh-huh.
But, honey, it's going to be all right, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure it's going to be all right.
Yeah.
Oh, doggone.
I'd like to get some little slippers, but I just don't think I better walk. It's just bleeding a tiny bit, and I think I'm going to stay off of it. It throbs a little bit. You know, that's no fun to have a nail taken off. Oh, God.
Well, do you want me to just pick you? Can you get into so you can buy a little pair of slippers? I mean, or can I get you something or something or something? I mean, you don't have to walk around because all I'm going to do is just, I'm just going to go with their patio dresses. I'm not going to put a lot of money, you know, into clothes. And I thought I'd probably go over around 3. I think the traffic might be less in the middle of the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought,
Ben might go back up to the boat. He's out riding a bike now, and he thought he'd go up and get a paper.
Oh, he wasn't going. You didn't go fishing.
I can't go in a boat for a long time. He says, no boating or no golf.
He wasn't playing golf?
No.
Oh, I just
Probably. No, gone next door, you know.
Oh, that's right.
They checked out, so.
Yeah.
It's just kind of dull. God, what a miserable, miserable weekend.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, listen, I'll tell you what I could do, dear. If he goes to the boat, he could drop me off at the trailer.
Hey, now that's an idea.
And I'm just not going to walk around a lot because...
No.
It's not worth it to be on my feet, you know.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Well, I was just out washing windows, and my mother called, so I came in. I thought, well, while I'm in here, and I looked at the clock at 11:30, and I thought, well, they're up, you know. I knew it was kind of a sleep-in day, but I didn't get home till 2 last night. I met a very, very nice guy.
Did you?
I really did.
Yeah.
He was friends of mine, and it was real cute. I'll tell you about it, but... Unfortunately, he lives in Van Nuys.
Is he unencumbered?
Works out there, yes. He's living with his aunt, who is his dear friend, this charming friend of mine over in Buena Park. And it just happened last night. She had called me and asked me to come over last night. And he had gone to the hospital a couple of days this week to have an upper and lower GI series, and he was all been out of shape, and so she called me and she said, oh God, can I really, if you just come over, you know, so we really need somebody just around to talk to and all this kind of stuff, and is just such a damn brain that he just, ordinary conversation just escapes him, you know, and so consequently it's kind of hard for her. He won't let her, you know, do much of anything, and she's very creative. She sews and knits and plays. She's a very accomplished pianist. But they moved to Buena Park about 2 years ago, and she's a devout Mormon, just a real, real nice gal.
Mm-hmm.
And but she really hasn't gotten acquainted. They're in too young a neighborhood, for one thing. They're all young families and kids and this kind of stuff, and they have nothing in common. She's a very young 63, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And we have known them ever since I was married, because used to be in business with my uncle in San Diego before my uncle passed away, so I've known him seemed like all my life. And so anyway, she called and wanted me to come over, and then when I got there, her hair was in curlers, and I said, you know, what's going on? And she said, well, called me, she said, about 4 o'clock, and he'll, this couple are the ones that are going to South America.
Oh.
And asked me, you know, if I could possibly get off and go. And so this very dear friend they've known. She was widowed about 9 years ago, and he had written Van Nuys and said, why don't you plan to go on this trip with us?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they've been having some correspondence, and he called my friend about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon and said, well, this nephew that lives with her, who was divorced 3 years ago, offered to take her down, bring her all the way down to Buena Park from Van Nuys so that he could fill out the form and give the check and all for this trip she decided to take with him. So when I got there, she said, well, they were coming down, and I said, well, then I'm going to leave because, after all, I can see you anytime, and you'll have a lot of things to talk about. And she said, no, I don't want you to leave. That's the reason I didn't call you at work, because I thought if I got you over here, you wouldn't, you know, leave. And she said, please, just stay. She said, younger, to give him somebody to talk to and so forth and so on. And he's 52, but he's just a real dear, nice guy. Just a real nice guy. So we were really talking up a storm and having a real good time, had a few drinks and so forth, and he's a real easygoing. He was a captain of the Marines and retired, and now has worked for this. He's got a real good job with a big air conditioning company, and has been with him for about 15 years. And so consequently, he's intelligent, and he's not handsome, but he's nice looking, and just a real, real nice, personable, very sweet, very considerate. My guy, all I had to do was look at a cigarette, and he was out of the chair lighting it, you know, one of those kinds.
Yeah.
And so
they do that before and after. They don't.
No, he has known, I guess, ever since he was, I don't know, I think she's probably known him a good 30 years. She knew him when he was married, and to his first wife, who she said was an absolute bitch. How a nice guy ever married a woman like that, she'd never know. They never had any children. And she said she was so relieved, and so was her friend's aunt, when I just decided to call a halt to the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, of course, it's not the kind that would turn around and take up with a tramp or something. You know, he just offered her home to him. And so he moved in, and he's been very, very good to his aunt.
Mm-hmm.
He's taking care of her property, and she's got, you know, quite a bit to do with,
mm-hmm.
and works in the yard, and it's just been very, very sweet, you know, to her.
Mm-hmm.
And he is. He's just a real sweet guy.
Wonderful.
So we were
Your life is changing.
Yeah. So anyway, it was, as I say, it was really
good.
Cute. So,
You going out with him tonight?
No, he was real cute. We were in the front room, we kept talking, you know, and obviously a guy can't just, you know, come right out in front of God and everybody and say anything. So we got talking about my car and the service on it, you know,
mm-hmm.
and so Chris and I were arguing about a 6,000-mile service. And I said, it says right in my owner's manual, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had gone out about a half an hour before. He turned around and he said, that's a real cute car you've got. He said, do you mind if I take a look at it? And I said, no, not at all. So he got up and he went out and he looked at the car. And he was out there, you know, quite a while. And so he finally came back in. I said, well, do you want the keys? You know, if you want to drive or something. No. He said, I just, you know, wanted to look at it. He says, real nice upholstery and it smells so new and you take good care of it and clean and all this kind of stuff. And he drives a big Grand Prix.
Mm-hmm.
And so he came back in and sat down. And so then about an hour later, we got into this discussion about this service thing, you know, on my car.
Mm-hmm.
So finally I said, well, damn it, I'm going to get up and I'm going to go out and get that manual out of my glove compartment and I'll tell you what it says. You know, you can read it. So I went out and got the first thing I knew, there's right,
mm-hmm.
right behind me. So I was out and I sat in the car and reached over into the glove compartment and he came up to the door and he said, would you... mind if I would give you a call?
Mm-hmm.
And I was so dumbfounded, you know.
I don't know what to say.
I was so dumbfounded, I really didn't know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I wouldn't mind. He said, well, I thought maybe we could, you know, have dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, why did you live so far away? And he said, well, I don't mind if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
He said, would you rather I didn't? And I said, no, I wouldn't mind at all. I said, that sounds like it would be very nice. I think I'd really enjoy that. He said, good. He said, can you give me your telephone number? And I said, well, I can give it to you. Do you have a, you know, pencil? So he went back and went in his car and got a pencil, and then he wrote my telephone number on his checkbook.
Oh.
And he said, well, I've, you know, thought maybe you'd come out to look at the car with me, but you didn't. So he said, I'm glad this came up, you know, about the thing. And so he said, I'll give you a call. And I said, well, fine. He and he had already talked about the fact that they are spending, he's driving his aunt up to, where does she live? Up near Santa, not, Ojai. Well, somewhere up there, anyway. He had already committed himself to driving up to Ojai to see her daughter, his cousin, because she has a new baby. And grandbaby, it's actually her granddaughter that has grandbaby, new little week old. And so he said, I, you know, won't be able to call you until the first of the week. And I said, well, you know, I didn't really know what to say. I was so flustered.
Oh, good. I'm glad you found somebody.
Yeah. So as I say, nothing may come of it, but he was just a real, real nice fellow. And I'm sure that if I did have a chance or if he does call, and since he made it such a pointed effort to get my number, he probably will.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a shame that he's just so far away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, guys, we should have fellows come from Santa Monica.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they don't care if they like you, so what?
Yeah, right, yeah.
3 ways now they can get there fast.
Yeah, he said he had been down, that he just loved this area, but unfortunately his company that he works for is way over near Santa Monica.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I've been wanting to move to the beach, he said, for years and years. And he said, he doesn't know this, but he said, I've been kind of looking around up towards Malibu way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said, I'd love to get to the beach. And he said, you live at the beach too, don't you? And I said, yeah, I'm down.
Yeah.
And it seemed like 1,000 miles away, but.
Yeah.
And he had come down to the Reuben E. Lee, and then as a retired officer in the Marine Corps, he was showing it to me, he has a pass which allows him forever and a day to go to the officers' clubs at El Toro or Camp Pendleton, and they have lovely dinner dances and things like that, you know.
Wonderful.
And he said, I've never, he said, I really haven't taken advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me about this bitchy wife that he had had for so long, and apparently she always made such a scene every time they went somewhere. I guess she drank too much.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he just simply hasn't been interested in
mm-hmm.
doing a lot of dating. And he said, now I might have a reason to, you know, get
Gee,
down there.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, he said they really treat you real nice.
Well, good.
At those places.
Oh, I'm glad.
So things are looking up, dear.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, let me see how the ball rolls here.
All right.
And,
yeah.
I'm just got my foot up now. I don't want to walk too far.
Well, if you decide to go, hon, as I say, I can either come and get you and drop you off, and then I'll drive over and drop you right off at the steps, and then park the car and walk back. If you want to...
You're going to...
Yeah, I'm going to... And if I can get... as I say, I've got to make the effort, because I've just let weekend after weekend go, and I just simply haven't, you know, taken the time to really get over there. And I, honest to God, I am just... I'll be going to work naked if I don't get something, you know, to wear summer.
I made me a darling dress to wear to the desert. God, I got
the prettiest
print. It's almost like silk, but it's... every color, and it's real tiny. It's kind of psychedelic, but it's tiny. It, psychedelic isn't the word, but it has all the colors. And God, I went and got blue shoes to go with it. And, you know, it was so hot there. We were just in shorts. I didn't even stay for the dinner at the, we were at the Indian World. And I wouldn't even stay for the dinner. It was so damn hot, I said, got to get the heck out of here. It was just so uncomfortable. And my toe was hurting me, too, so. Well, listen, honey, let me see. I think... come in with a bike. Just a minute. Wait a minute. He likes to ride his little bike.
Sure.
Wait just a minute. He's talking to someone out there. Let me call you back in a little while.
Fine.
All right.
Okay, dear.
All right. Bye-bye, honey.